Hi, everyone. I hope this finds you doing well. We are continuing our discussion today on peptides with Dr. Kent Holtorf. If you did not listen to the first one, then I would encourage you to go back to last week's and listen to that one before listening to this one. And I want to say thank you for your reviews on Apple Podcast. If you have not placed a review, I encourage you to do so. That helps me continue to get good guests for you to listen to, so I appreciate that. So, next is our continued discussion where we left off with Dr. Kent Holtorf. This podcast is for general information only. It is not intended as a substitute for general healthcare services. If you have medical conditions, you need to see your doctor. Use of this information is at the user's own risk. Welcome to FitRx with Dr. Greg Dennis. Join me as we challenge the standard sick model of healthcare. This is your source for everything health, wellness, prevention, fitness, biohacking, and more. Just briefly talk about another one that we started carrying, and that is that's kind of gaining popularity, and that's the PT 141, or what I refer to as the sex hormone. Mm-hmm. And that comes, I know, in both a shot, and then now I recently have gotten the troches. And so just talk about PT 141 and what it can do.
Yeah, so it's a melanocortin. And when you look at the melanocortins, you think of alpha, the core is alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone. So it stimulates your melanocytes when you get in the sun, so you turn dark. But it's also very anti-inflammatory, and a number of Lyme doctors had been using that to lower the inflammation. It's great at mast cell inhibition. If anyone out there has mast cell activation syndrome, which we treat a lot of, it's terrible. They're just so sensitive to everything. It's one of the best things for that, this whole class. And then it also, and that was considered kind of the Barbie doll peptide, where there's a melanocortin 1 and 2, where it would make you tan, increase libido, and you lose weight. You know, so hey, sign me up. But I did it myself, and I'm a little ADD, and I said, oh, this isn't working. And then all of a sudden, I got so dark, I looked like some, like, I don't know, freaky, from somewhere, I don't know. But everyone's like, what the heck? It just, people would just be staring at me, it goes away. But the problem is, if you're young, that's fine. You get a nice tan. If you're older, it tends to bring out some of the dark spots and things. So it's not a good thing. And then, so PT 141 is a portion of that and altered. So it more stimulates that libido effect, not even libido, but erectile function. It's approved for women, which is a little strange to me because, it works for erectile dysfunction, like basically 100%. It's, in fact, you got to watch out taking too much because you're going to have an erection, till you do your taxes the next year, you don't have to be thinking about anything with sex, and it's there. In terms of libido, some people claim that, but I really don't see it. In women, it will kind of engorge the area. Women need a higher dose. The biggest side effect with that one is nausea. Had great success with many people that have tried Viagra and Cialis. With the women, I wonder how, because it got approved. And I don't know why they did it for women, but because there was nothing there. But I know some women like it, but other women just think it's kind of weird that they just feel strange down there. Yeah. And so it's an interesting compound. And now PT-141 it also will stimulate melanocytes. So some people will turn darker and they don't know why. And there was a doctor who had dinner with. He's like, he had this celebrity who was a black man, a light skinned black man, I guess. And he's like, I'm now a dark, dark black man. I can't get the roles. What are you giving to me? He's like, nothing. And it was PT 141. So you gotta watch out for that. But there's a, then you go even smaller, what's called KPV, which is the terminal three amino acids, which are the anti-inflammatory portion, which they don't stimulate the melanocytes. And, but now they're not even sure it works on, the, on there's basically four melanocyte different receptors, but it is wonderfully anti-inflammatory. And so it works great for any gut, systemic, you know, mast cell, you put it in a cream and it works, you know, psoriasis goes away. It's about 10 times as potent as the other melanocortins at anti-inflammatory without the libido effects or the melanocyte stimulating effects, whether that's good or bad for a particular person. But for majority of people, you know, you want the anti-inflammatory and, you know, you're not going to be having sex every day and want to tan every day. And if you get older, the tanning part kind of backfires on you a little bit.
Now the, in the PT-141, you know, it comes in the injection. Of course you can use kind of as needed. And then, I've also seen those come in troches now. Are the troches just as effective?
Yeah. You know, if everyone's different and nasal spray works as well, troches, I think work. It's kind of hit or miss with if you look at, for instance, like nasal ketamine, the dose that people get is so variable. It depends on the person, you know, knows how much mucus is in there. And so many people are throwing all these things in troches and thinking they're going to absorb. They often don't. So the PT-141, definitely injection, you can control the dose much better. And so the troches are going to be hit or miss. A nasal spray is going to be more consistent, but still variable. I don't know if I should tell the story, but my wife's like, we haven't been on a date. We're going on a date. And I'm like, oh, I had some PT-141 nasal spray in my refrigerator for like 3 years. I'm like, oh, it probably doesn't, you know, not very potent. And I just put a bunch of sprays in my nose and, oh my God, I vomited for 2 days. Oh, so you got to watch out with that. That's why the injection is, and they're such tiny, you know, it's such a tiny needle that you can control it much better. And because, yeah, having an erection for 3 days is not good. In fact, you know, really, you should go to the hospital and get it drained. I've learned to drain my myself. My wife's like, what's all the syringes of blood? But I don't think that priapasm, like with Viagra. So Viagra works on the musculature and the, you know, the venous and arterial part of the penis, where PT-141 works on the brain. So it, I don't know that you can get priapasm where, you know, it's basically where the blood is stuck in the penis and then it starts, there's no, over time, there's no oxygen and it's an emergency because you got to get that drain and get some fresh blood in there because it's dying and lack of oxygen. But don't quote me on that, but I haven't seen it. Like myself, I just, to be sure, you know, and especially if it starts hurting or something like that, then you want to certainly take action. Sometimes we'll give people ephedra to reverse it, which works well. But now you go to the pharmacy to get ephedra, they act like you're a criminal making meth. I would always have that on hand to be sure, because it's not comfortable having a, you know, erection for a long, long time.
Right. And so you've already kind of touched on these, but the thymosin peptides, and those are ones that I'm not as familiar with. And you talk like those were pretty important, and talk like you really like those. So talk about, I mean, you've already kind of talked about a little bit the thymosin peptides, but who can benefit the most from that? I mean, what type of patient would you start on a thymosin peptide? And are those just injectables, or can you find those?
Yeah. Minerals? So I think the thymosins are really a key to aging. And really, you look at that is a major cause of all our diseases of aging, atherosclerosis, diabetes, dementia. And if you modulate that immune system back, then you prevent and reverse a lot of those. And you can measure that. You know, we measure natural killer cell function is that Th1 is a marker. human germ-forming growth factor beta and C4A is Th2. You can also look at your CD4-CD3 ratio, and that should be greater than 2.5. If it's not, you have immune dysfunction, which then tells you actually that when you have the reason I'm really big on this immune modulation is that is causes this vicious cycle of hypothalamic pituitary dysfunction, mitochondrial dysfunction. So because hypothalamic pituitary is what you get low hormones, which then cause it to go back, and cause more dysfunction of the brain. You get gut dysfunction, you get SIBO. And I was on a SIBO conference and or a podcast or summit. And I said, SIBO is a symptom. And they got so mad because at the time that, hey, this is the cure all to everything. Because it comes back unless you fix the systemic problem that causes you, because there's the gut brain axis is huge. And we're just talking about the microbiome, the bacteria, but you look at the microbiome, which is the viruses, which are bacteriophages, which actually have evolved with us. For instance, if there's too much of even a good bacteria, let's say that makes butyrate, which is good, anti-inflammatory, and does a lot of things for the body. If it gets too high, it turns on this bacteriophage virus, and it kills that and keeps it under control. And all these things play a part. And by the way, BPC helps the microbiome fix that. But if you don't fix that underlying immune dysfunction, you're not going to fix that SIBO and all those gut problems, leaky gut. So BPC, probably the best peptide, best substance for leaky gut, which everyone has a problem, or so many people have a problem with. We're letting these big proteins get through, and they're causing inflammation. And again, more of a vicious cycle. Everything's a vicious cycle. And then thymosin beta 4, especially thymosin beta 4 FRAG, which is the 4 amino acids that are absorbed whole, that will heal the tight junctions. And that's key. So they work great together. And then you add KPV to that, and it really heals the gut very, very quickly, as opposed to taking all this other stuff. But that plays a part, and everything's a vicious cycle. But if you fix the immune system, then all these other things start fixing themselves, because you're fixing their line. And for instance, I know Rabar is a well-known gastroenterologist in Los Angeles. So if someone has SIBO that has a methane producing bacteria, then he sends them for Lyme workup. And the overwhelming majority of time they have Lyme, could be a different co-infection. But again, because it's the gut brain gut axis that's setting the body up for the SIBO that is not working well, then they get what's called immune activation of coagulation. They're hypercoagulable, which lays down fibrin on the vessels. So oxygen that usually takes 2 seconds to get in the cells now takes up to 2 minutes. So all the cells are starving for oxygen, and you get this muscle pain, mitochondrial dysfunction, hormones can't get through, waste products can't get out, nutrients can't get in, and everything's a vicious cycle. And then you add toxins in there, and a lot of the BPC and TB4 will protect the body against those toxins. And they're also very antimicrobial. For instance, TB4 is shown to be more potent than fluconazole against candida, is more potent against the Lyme cyst than tinidazole. And KPV is more potent than fluconazole more potent against candida than fluconazole. And you're getting anti-inflammatory, and you're protecting the liver rather than, being toxic to the liver.
And so let's see. So we've hit the growth hormone like peptides, the BPC 157, the PT 141, which is again what I call the sex hormone, the thymosin peptides. I know there's a ton of other ones, but what you know, we don't have time to talk about every single peptide, but what are some of the other big ones that, you know, are big game changers for people?
Yeah, I think some of the go-to are some of the, you know, nootropics, you know, the brain peptides. So there's C-Lank and C-Max, which are shown to improve memory. Those are by injection. The C-Lank tends to be more calming. And the cerebrolysin, again, 40 years of studies showing reversing dementia and working for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. But the FDA, you know, was too safe and effective. So they said you can't use it anymore. But so we have it as an oral, and it's shown to work with EEG studies, and we're doing in metabolomics on all our products, which looks at, which is a new, very exciting area, looking at all the different microproteins that are produced in response to certain therapies and things like that. And Navio had a big paper on the cell danger response with chronic fatigue syndrome regarding the mitochondria. But it's very anti-inflammatory. It lowers mast cells in the brain, which are, you know, microglial. It shown to improve memory in even normal people. So we're loving that one. And I don't know if I should say this, but so my wife's kids, there's one oldest one who's good kid. But he was getting like really just kind of being a jerk, you know, and like, what's going on? His brothers are like, geez, what's, we don't want to be around him. And I kept asking him to do a Lyme test, by the way. And he refused for years. And say, here, take this CerebroPep. And his brothers are like, oh my God, he's like the old Anthony. He's like calm and just easy to talk to. And he's bragging about his memory, you know? So we've had some great feedback on that product. The mitochondrial peptide, there's tons of studies in different phases of trial on mitochondrial peptides, because our mitochondria start going south even with just aging, but then you add any toxins, you look at chronic fatigue syndrome patients. One study, they showed that every single chronic fatigue syndrome patient had mitochondrial dysfunction. And when you have mitochondrial dysfunction, you have intracellular hypothyroidism. So if you want to look at those studies, they're a little technical, but it really shows the majority of people in our country are low thyroid and have mitochondrial dysfunction, but the standard TSH test misses it. So and we have ways to show that and markers, and you'll see some review articles on our nonprofit National Academy of Hypothyroidism, nahypothyroidism.org. And for any doctors treating thyroid, I would get those. And because you'll get criticized for giving thyroid to a normal, someone's so-called normal thyroid, but it's life-changing for them. You know, even for high cholesterol, it's way safer than statins and more effective. And then also the mitochondrial boosters. And I'm actually showing that, giving talks on how the immune modulators with thyroid for like Lyme disease, because all these, you know, even there's so many great Lyme doctors in the country, they don't know this, that their patient's low thyroid. And you give them T4 doesn't work, Synthroid doesn't work, because it's the wrong medicine. You need T3, you need the active, because the low mitochondria doesn't allow the T4 to get into the cell because it's active transport. But so you can see that all this vicious cycle. So the mitochondrial peptides are, there's MOTC, which is injectable, SS31, which the problem is there's tons of studies going on with that, but it tends to be expensive. There's Humanin, which I've been trying to get a hold of. It's amazing. It's reversing Alzheimer's, and all these really help diabetes. You know, they're boosting your metabolism, your immunity, your brain function. They work for depression and all those things, but it's very expensive and I can't really find it. There's also 5-amino-1-MQ, which actually it's a little complicated, but it blocks an accessory pathway, which increases NAD in the mitochondria. And you can also take NAD, NAD IVs. You can do NAD oral, but it doesn't absorb very well. NR, the nucleotide ribosides, do absorb, but it, and it's worked really well, amazingly well for OCD patients. One of our doctors had a daughter who had OCD and pulling out her eyebrows and things like that. And within 2 days, gone, you know. So they're kind of a amazing things. And when there's no great mitochondrial test I've found, which I'd love to have, and we're trying to work on a number of different assays, one for this hypothyroidism with normal TSH, with metabolomics, as well as mitochondria. And we're trying to bring those out. But there's kind of cool stuff happening in medicine, definitely not in standard medicine. It's in this so-called unevidence-based medicine.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, so people listening, they're probably, their mind's about to explode with all these peptides thrown out there, you know, saying, hey, you can, you know, benefit from this one, this one, this one, this one. So we've talked about quite a few peptides that all have, you know, health benefits. And you said that there are a lot of overlap and they can improve being together. But for the average person out there, I mean, obviously these peptides can be expensive. And so where does somebody start? If somebody's like, oh man, I really want to try.
That's a great question.
To start doing peptides, but I'm overwhelmed listening to this, you know, where do you start?
And if you're overwhelmed, don't feel bad. The doctors I give these talks to get overwhelmed. I usually give the same talk to doctors I do for patients, but I dumb it down for doctors. I'm just getting there, but they get confused too. And really, I would say start with BPC 157. Can't go wrong. It's going to help a lot of things, you know, and get, if you're a doctor, you know, get used to that one. And then, or if you're a patient, you know, try that for a couple months. Then depending on your symptoms, I would add either the TB4 fragment. And there's one also fragment that has also other thymic peptides in there. But and then you're going to get that immune modulation for that longevity. It's going to lower inflammation. And then add that in and see how you feel. If you have any memory or brain problems or migraines or, you know, or someone you love one has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, you know, do this, the CerebroPep. But, and I should say, I'm not making any medical claims that these are treating any illness, or we're just talking about experience here. And they are, I'm not claiming they're treating anything, you know, it's to be a supplement. You can't make any disease claims. And so, I'm just talking in general about these peptides. And, I would start there. And even like, there's so many small things, for instance, like dry eye. I had the worst dry eye imaginable. And then I was doing BPC and TB4 drops, and it's gone. And I had tried all the Restasis and, you know, stuff like that. You also do stem cell drops in the eye. And, you know, kind of some amazing things. And they work really well if anyone's going for stem cells or exosomes, do the peptides with them, because they make them work so much better. And they work really with anything. I don't know a med that there's any contraindication to it. And then there's antimicrobial peptides. And I mean, there's so many different things, and we didn't talk about, you know, epitalon and pineal peptides, but it's a really amazing field. And there's tons of studies going on. But the studies have been there. They've been there for 40 years. And that's what, you know, so many doctors go like, wait, how come I've never heard about these studies? Because there's no drug rep bringing them to us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So where can people, if they're interested, where can they find out more about peptides, or maybe find out more about you and what you guys do?
Yeah. So we're Integrative Peptides, integrativepeptides.com. And we have a number of oral products. So we're bringing out new products all the time with unique delivery methods and extremely tested. You can also get them at compounding pharmacies. In terms of training, is difficult, you know, at some of the conferences, but I don't know. They sometimes it's, you know, the it's kind of like when we would hire doctors, they go to A4M and they come back and they've done all these fellowships and they go, I don't know what to do. You know, it's kind of like, I know all this background, but so I've been asked so much to start trainings back up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. We have some webinars coming up and we're going to offer some trainings as well. So watch out for those. You can go to also, we just had the Peptide Summit, peptidesummit.com, where I interviewed about 50, you know, peptide experts across the country and all different aspects of peptide use. And you can currently get the flash drive with all those lectures on there. And then we're going to do a relaunch and I'm going to interview some more people and do that again, because it was just such a hit, and get people, but also have more questions and more, you know, people ask, hey, when are you going to do a training? So I really got to do some trainings and follow up, but we'll have webinars as well for both patients and doctors. That's at, again, integrativepeptides.com or HoltorfMed, HoltorfMed.com. And then the nonprofit National Academy of Hypothyroidism, nahypothyroidism.org. All the websites are a little shaky right now. We hired a new web person and then she left. So everything's kind of may not look as nice as it should, but we have a lot of information.
Well, very good. And you know, those local people, when I say local Oklahoma, I mean, if they're interested in some peptides, as I've mentioned, I'm doing a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and when you see these patients with peptides, you know, feel free to give me a call. Okay. I have no problem with that. Okay. You're doing a good thing. I love that you transferred from standard medicine and really helping a lot of patients, I hear, and doing this is just a, you know, dedicated to getting the word out with so many different areas. And I was watching, you know, some of your other podcasts that are just excellent. Yeah, and just a wealth of knowledge. So keep it up. Appreciate it. We need more people like yourself.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. Well, as we wrap up here, I always end my podcast by asking my guests to give us a tip that can make us healthier today. And I have a feeling you're going to talk about, say, peptides, but what would you say if you could give us a health tip today?
It's funny. I am a do as I say, not as I do person. Exercise is my passion. I do it every 4 months for 8 minutes, rain or shine. So I'd rather take a peptide to do that. But what would be, you know, the thing is, everything's a tool and it's part of so many things. And I'm honestly very lazy and I have other things I want to do than exercise and eat right. I mean, I eat Skittles for breakfast, and probably people kill me for that. But you know, I try to make up for it with everything else. But I would say, if any one thing, you know, try BPC 157, and I think you'll be very happy with it. And if you have any particular problems, you can also email us and we can answer questions for you. I would say, and one of the do as I say, not as I do, is sleep is so important. And I, you know, like I had 18 PowerPoints due last month and would not sleep for 2 days and sleep one day. I mean, it's really unhealthy and you can't get around it, but peptides can take you so far, but you got to also do your part and have a healthy lifestyle and eat right. And all that, although I'm a hypocrite there.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your time and expertise on this subject. appreciate you guys listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Great.
Thank you for listening to FitRx. I invite you to share this with friends and family. If you would like, you can check out our website at vibrantlifedc.com, or you can email me at drgreg@vibrantlifedc.com.